I need a volunteer. Any volunteer here to answer a simple question? Come on over. Thank you for volunteering. What's your name? Kinsley? Okay. Kinsley, come on over. Turn to the congregation, okay? I'm going to ask you a question. What is this?
Your ear.
Ear. How many ears we have?
Two.
Two. Good job. How many mouths?
One.
One. Very good. That's all I need. You can go back. Did everybody hear what she said, right? God has created the human being with the two ears and one mouth. Do anybody know why? The reason behind why God created the human being with the two ears and just one mouth? Can anybody think of that answer? Yes. Good job. Give me a hand. Did you hear what he said? Very good. So we are supposed to listen more and speak less. We do the opposite, right? Most often we do the opposite. Today's liturgy calls us, invites us to be not only hearers of God's word, but doers of God's word. You know, Christianity is not only a being, a Christian. Christianity is mainly a doing. You know, what Christ did for me and for you, out of unconditional love for us, Christ died on the cross for us. And as mystical, as the mystical body of Christ, we are called to do, love him in return, and love one another in return as he loved us. So today's liturgy, today's scripture readings is calling us to be not only hearers of God's word, but doers of God's word. So how can be doers of God's word? In the first reading today, it's expressed clearly as Moses invited people to observe the commandments of the Lord. We all know the commandments, 10 commandments of the Lord. If I ask you how many people would know 10 commandments, how many people remember the 10 commandments? But if you tell 10, can you tell the 10 commandments? Okay, I don't want to. But we all know the 10 commandments. So the first thing is following the 10 commandments of the Lord. See, when you following the 10 commandments of the Lord is equal to loving our God, because that's what Jesus, God commands us to do. So following the commandments of the Lord is loving the Lord himself. And second thing, the second reading, since James is talking about how we can be doers of God's word in a different way, to care for the orphans and the widows and people whoever is in need, to help them, to serve them, whoever is in need. And that is the second thing. And in the gospel, Jesus is talking about how we can be doers of God's word when you have a pure heart. You know, one of the Beatitudes talks about, blessed are the pure in heart, and they shall see God, right? Blessed are the pure in heart, they shall see God. You know, all the evil things comes from within. That's what, towards the end of the gospel, we heard how all the evil things comes from within. The anger, impatience, murder, adultery, it all comes from within. So Jesus is calling us to have a pure heart. You know, it is not just the external observance of the liturgy or ritual or human tradition is important. So liturgy, we use so many traditions, so many symbols, external observance. So those are very important. But at the same time, heart, how your heart is set on right place for God and for one another. That is very important. So we all need to search our soul, how our inside, how we all need to ask ourselves how the cleansing of the soul, how I am giving importance to the cleansing of the soul, not only outside appearance, not only external observance, but inside, how inside is pure. We are called to have a pure heart. So the purification is needed for all of us. Inside cleaning, cleaning of the soul is very important for us. Now, I'm going to address the issue that the Catholic Church is facing today. I think you all might understand now what am I going to talk about, right? The sexual abuse of the priests and the bishops. The church today needs purification, as well as we, each one of us, need purification. The church today needs so much of purification. You know, we all understand that the sexual abuse of the priests and the bishops, it's really angering us. It is really frustrating us. It started way in the past. A lot of people having that anger in their hearts against the church. Why? Why the church leaders are like this? They should be exemplary. We all understand that they should be exemplary. But we are not Catholics just because of the moral condition or morality or moral character of the priests and the bishops. Let me say that again. We are not Catholics just because of the moral character of the priests and the bishops. We are Catholics because of Jesus Christ. See, we are expressing our faith not because of the priests and the bishops. We are expressing our faith. We come to worship here every time when we come to Mass. We come to worship because what Jesus Christ has done for us, Jesus Christ has died on the cross for us. And not only that, he rose again for us. So death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is the central theme why we come to worship the Lord every time. So not the priests and the bishops, what they do. So the main focus is Jesus Christ, not the priests and the bishops. I know the priests are representing Christ in every time the priest celebrates the Eucharist, but they have to behave. But unfortunately, some of the priests and bishops are not. So don't let this distract you in following Jesus. Don't let this distract you in following Christ faithfully. So we are Catholics. We are Catholics to come to worship the Lord, whose love is expressed, whose unconditional love of God is expressed in Christ. What Christ has done for us. Christ has died for us. And Christ has rose again for us. So death and resurrection. So we are Catholics. We are Catholics just because of the triune God, because of the love of God, and because of Jesus Christ, and because of the sacraments. We are Catholics because of the Eucharist. We are Catholics because of the saints. We are Catholics because we come to worship the Blessed Virgin Mary. So, dear friends, let our focus is not on the negative things that are going on in the Catholic Church, all the crisis. I know we have to pray for all the victims of the sexual abuse by the bishops and the priests. I get it. But at the same time, our focus should be on the positive side of the hope, message of hope, how Jesus Christ is the message of hope for us, and how Jesus Christ died for us, and why we come to church to worship the Lord. That's the main reason, that's the main focus we should have in our minds. So let these negative things never distract us from following Jesus Christ faithfully. So let us have that pure heart ourselves, and let us pray for all the victims of the abuses. And let us be comforting to the families of the victims. And let us keep them in our prayers in a special way. So let us have a pure heart. Let us worship the Lord not only with our lips. Let us worship the Lord with our pure heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God in heaven. Amen. Let us all stand.